The war in Ukraine set to dominate talks when NATO foreign ministers meet in Romania in the coming hours. The alliance needs to decide exactly how it will help defend it against Russian air and ground attacks. We'll check in with Rory Challens in Kiev in a minute. Andrew Simmons is standing by for us in Bucharest. But first, here's his report on how the alliance is making its presence felt near Ukraine's borders.
Romania is building its defences at a fast rate. Here, a transformation of its main airbase is underway. US F-16 aircraft have replaced outdated former Soviet MiGs. Only 17 F-16s for now, but 32 more on the way.
Everything is under pressure, so we are time limited all the time. We fight against the seconds. We have a lot of mission runnings, and this is all the missions are focused on giving us more security and safe environment, I would say.
We are defending the Romanian airspace, and overall we are contributing to the NATO security. And it is a big, it's an important time, but we are doing what we are prepared to do every day.
By every day, he means the coordination with other NATO forces, policing the airspace and 24-hour standby for any incidents.
Defence of the skies above NATO's eastern flank has never been so intense. NATO faces a colossal challenge, not just in the air, but on the ground too.
Russia would call this escalation. NATO prefers the word deterrence. Here, US and Romanian forces on an exercise recently. These manoeuvres came only a week after a stray Ukrainian air defence missile crossed the border, exploding in Poland, killing two people. Germany has offered Patriot missile systems to defend Polish airspace. Poland wants the systems to be positioned on the Ukrainian side of the border, while Germany doesn't appear to agree. However, increased Russian attacks on Ukraine's energy infrastructure mean there's a clamouring among some NATO states to give Ukraine more air defences. With major power outages at a time when sub-zero temperatures are worsening, a humanitarian emergency is becoming more severe by the day.
President Putin is now trying to use a weapon, use the winter as a weapon of war against Ukraine. And this is horrific.
The NATO foreign ministers meeting is undoubtedly going to hear that additional advanced air defence systems are urgently needed for Ukraine, along with more training in their use.
Well, Andrew Simmons is live for us in Bucharest. So, Andrew, what are the NATO foreign ministers going to come up with to comfort countries like the one you're in?
Well, certainly that is one issue in terms of priorities for NATO, in terms of putting, you couldn't say at ease, because they certainly don't feel at ease, but to try to placate concerns in border countries such as Romania and indeed Poland, that their defence is going to be adequate. The Secretary General of NATO has been saying categorically that assistance has never been higher, that foreign troops from NATO allies are all over now the border areas, and equipment is arriving every day to reinforce that whole approach. But the key issue with this NATO foreign ministers meeting is how Ukraine can be helped with this new crisis it's facing on top of every other one, and that is these Russian attacks on the energy infrastructure of the country, which is having such a massive effect, making families get stuck in a situation without any power, without any heating, blackouts all over the country when these attacks take place. So it's a strong argument that the air defences have to be improved. And for that to happen, NATO allies need to actually breach some of their internal rulings that they, about putting weaponry into the country, putting surface-to-air missile systems, which are defensive systems, but of course they are missiles. So there is a controversy among some states about putting that weaponry in. So that's going to be an area of discussion. discussion. Furthermore, what practical aid can be given to try and combat these blackouts? We're going to hear, it would seem, according to sources, Secretary of State, the US Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, outline a plan the US has to put millions of dollars, if not billions, into trying to get repairs made to transformers and other substations within Ukraine to try and get that power back. That is a humanitarian issue, really. It's not something perhaps NATO directly is concerned with. They're perhaps more inclined to go for the issue of the air defences. But the US might have many other things up its sleeves in terms of what sort of military aid and what sort of further aid it can give towards trying to make the lives of Ukrainians slightly easier over the winter, because they're facing a massive challenge, a real, really miserable position with sub-zero temperatures.
All right, thanks so much to Andrew Simmons. Let's keep this going, though. We've got Rory Challens. He's live for us in the Ukrainian capital now in Kyiv. So, Rory, Andrew there talking about what NATO can do to help Ukraine with its challenge. How does the battlefield situation look for that challenge facing Ukraine?
I would say there's a very particular feeling in Ukraine at the moment. I wouldn't call it fear, I call it anticipation. If you've ever taken a punch, you kind of know this sensation. It's when you've taken a breath in and you're tensed and you're waiting for that blow to land, because Ukrainians know it's coming. Zelensky, in his Sunday address, said that there was going to be another huge wave of Russian airstrikes on the country's energy infrastructure. Yesterday, there was all sorts of talk on social media about Russian warships with cruise missiles heading out into the Black Sea, Russian strategic bombers being loaded up with cruise missiles ready for the takeoff. But so far, we haven't had the air raid sirens and the strikes haven't arrived. But I think the feeling is that, you know, they are coming, and people just need to make sure that they're as ready as they can possibly be. So people are going out and they're making sure they've got enough candles. They've made sure they've got enough water in plastic bottles stacked up in the bathroom. They're making sure that their power banks are charged, and if they've got generators, that those are full of diesel. And then there's the psychological aspect. You've got to basically put your brave face on. You've got to smile. And you've got to make sure that you're telling yourself and other people that this is being done for the right reasons. You can endure it. It's for freedom and it's for independence. That's the kind of psychological basis that people are living under here. On a strategic national level, well, of course, we've just heard from Andrew about what Ukraine wants from its Western allies. It's very simple. Air defence to be able to shoot the Russian missiles down when they come in, but if any missiles do get through, which they probably will, then there has to be financial assistance to rebuild, to get the power back up, transformers, etc. It's a pretty simple shopping list, but it's a crucial one.
All right, thanks so much, Rory Challens.